Texas, we're benefited by a booming population. In the Austin area alone, Austin metropolitan area, which runs from Georgetown in the north and Williamson County to San Marcos in the south and Hays County, we're seeing over 250 people a day move to the area looking for houses. And that is driving a demand for construction, for real property development, and in my area, for water supplies that's just unprecedented. This particular graph is from one of the Texas Water Development Board's projections of state growth. And you'll see that this says by the year 2060, we'll be at over 46 million in Texas. By the year 2070, they're predicting over 50 million people. And we need new rooftops and everything that goes along with that for them. Again, in terms of land development, you're looking at from a water perspective, you're looking at your municipal needs, industrial, irrigation, recreation. These are all competing needs for the sole resource. On the side of water we don't want, which you also need to incorporate in your planning and due diligence, we have wastewater and stormwater. This is general background information on what things you need to look at big picture. When you're looking at your parcel that all affect the water. Are you in the corporate boundaries of a municipality? Generally, the municipality will be the primary utility providing water and wastewater services. You have no choice but to go to that particular entity for those services. If you're outside of the city and in their ETJ or just out in the county, out in the truly rural areas, there may be a multiple different utilities that serve that area. You may see overlapping utility service areas, and you may find yourself in a no man's land with nobody there. And when you start looking at that, some of the considerations for which utility services you're going to want to pick are going to be driven by their capability to provide you the water. You'll find out very quickly that many rural water supply corporations in these areas don't have the capacity to provide fire flow. They can provide basic water service, but they can't provide fire flow. Critically important for your lender, critically important for you. So that's a consideration. You'll find that they have a 2-inch pipeline running by the tract of land you're buying, an old farm, an old ranch. That 2-inch pipeline isn't going to supply you. You're going to have additional storage. You may even have to bring additional water to the utility. They may not have enough water in their inventory to meet the needs that you'll have. And so what they do is they have what's called a non-standard service agreement. And you enter into that, and the developer has to negotiate a whole bunch of additional costs that they're going to have to incur that basically get donated to the utility in order for that utility to provide service to that subdivision. And because you're in their certificated service area, or their CCN, they have a monopoly over that, and there are limited things you can do. Among the things that the paper talks about and identifies is, can you get out of their CCN? Can you develop a MUD or a PUD or a PID or some other special form of a district that is capable of providing not only the utility services you're looking for, both water and wastewater, but also provides the developer with a mechanism through taxing to recover a lot of the investments that they're going to have to put in to bring these entitlements and utility infrastructure to the system. And the paper talks about the different processes that you can go through under Chapter 13 of the Texas Water Code and actually extract yourself out of a CCN. If the utility isn't or hasn't been providing services to your particular property and there's no infrastructure there to provide service or the costs are too outrageous, depending upon the size of the tract and what your needs are, there's a variety of criteria you go through and you can be removed from the CCN, get your own utility in place, whether you do it through a special purpose district or you just create your own little utility and get a CCN for it, you go through those criteria. And they start with the best one, which is an expedited CCN decertification, which is supposed to take 60 days from start to finish. What they don't tell you is that the starting date isn't the date you file the application to get removed. It's the date that the Public Utility Commission says you've got all your paperwork in order and all of your notices done. And then they run it from that, and it always goes longer than 60 days because staff has to get it processed and you have to get it before the commission on an agenda to get a decision. But it's still relatively quick. And the only hiccup that you can really run into there is going to be one where if the utility has made an investment in infrastructure and it was dedicated or projected to be dedicated to the tract of land you're developing, or that's part of what it was dedicated to, that utility may request a hearing and come in and request reimbursement for their lost investment. And then there's a hearing on that. Everybody presents their appraisals, and it, in many respects, becomes a negotiated buyout. But long-term, it can still be substantially cheaper for you if you can provide your own utilities, and if you can do it with a special purpose district that gives you a recovery mechanism, a financing mechanism, it can be even more beneficial. So these are all things that you have to